Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it is good. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today. We have a short show today, but we're going to try to get your calls in, so don't worry about that. I'll do my best to get you on air with me. So the call-in number to the program is 347-327-9316. Like I said, we have a few callers ahead already, but the call-in number is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll begin the show with an opening song. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, I just want to thank you for your love that I feel today and that you're comforting me and taking care of me, and I appreciate that. And Father, Mother, God, I just ask that you would just help me move out of the way in this 30 minutes and just speak through me into the hearts of the listeners that are listening to the program today and the callers that are calling in. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the callers right now and the listeners, and I just ask that you just meet their needs, whatever needs that they have today, physically, spiritually, emotionally, just meet their needs. And Father, Mother, God, just help us through this week ahead, because this week ahead might be a little emotional for a lot of us, and a lot of things are trying to break free in us. And Father, Mother, God, just let us know that you're in charge of everything that's going on in our lives, and just let us rest in that. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this program. I thank you for the opportunity to speak to other people today. And I just thank you for that. And I say namaste. And I say amen. Let's go ahead and open with this song, and then we'll be right back taking your calls or next. So you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Your calls are next.
and feel all of the blessings that are already with you, and feel them flooding into your heart, into your awareness. And as we sing Namé, which means I bow to each blessing, to each gift from the divine.
Talk about really quick is the week ahead, and like I said in the prayer, I really feel like the week ahead is going to be a challenging week for a lot of us emotionally, so just be aware of that. You know, be sure you're grounded, be sure you have, you know, a shield around you and stuff like that, be sure you're protected, but I feel like the week ahead is going to be a little challenging for some of us. So just keep that in mind, and just remember that Spirit is with you and the angels are with you. And just, you know, this week, just really work with your spirit guide, and, you know, just be sure you have everything in place that you need to have in place. All right, let's go ahead and speak to Rose. Samantha, hi. Hello. All right. Let's go ahead and speak to a caller in Hong Kong. So let's go ahead and speak to her. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. It's 4 a.m. in the morning in Hong Kong, and I just want to call and just ask, you know, the song that you just play is really calm and really good. Thank you for choosing the song. Thank you. And my question is, you know, I don't see, you're right, this week is a really challenging week for me. I don't know why. You know, I feel like that now I have no vision, no goal, and I have no motivation to do anything. Do you see any maybe positive things ahead for me? Or negative things ahead, you know?
Well, I don't see any negative things ahead for you. I just see maybe some challenges that you have to overcome, some obstacles that you might have to overcome. I feel like with you, I feel like a lot of stuff is trying to come up, like a lot of emotional stuff. You know, maybe some stuff from your past. Feels like maybe some childhood stuff trying to come up and, you know, having you look at that. And things like that. But I feel like as you get out of the week ahead, I feel like that by next weekend you should be doing a lot better emotionally, where you have some motivation and you have some, you know, get up and go and things like that. But, you know, I do feel like, you know, this week, you know, you might just, you know, just really take care of yourself and get some rest and stuff like that, and just really take care of yourself this week. I feel like a lot of people are going through what you're going through, including myself, and so it's just a challenging time for all of us. So, but you know, Spirit's going to get us through it, and once we get through it, things will be better. So I feel really positive. I feel like, you know, the later part of this month is going to be positive for you, the last week of March, and then as you go into April, I really feel like that things are going to be breaking free for you. So, all right?
Okay, all right. So that's very good and very insightful. But how come this week is so challenging for everyone? Anything happen,
right,
you know?
I just feel like the Spirit just wants us to really look at ourselves and just let go of some things, you know, that we've been holding on to. A lot of times our brains will try to, you know, trick us and, you know, make us fearful and things like that. And I think Spirit is really wanting us to really look at ourselves and just let go of some things. So.
All right. Okay. Wow, that's very good. And thank you, Michael, and have a very good
all
day.
Right. You too.
Take care.
All right. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Appreciate you calling in. Yeah, just, you know, one thing that I would just tell you, just, you know, take care of yourself and get plenty of rest. You know, be sure that you're eating right. The other thing that Spirit's been telling me is, you know, be sure you drink lots of water for this week ahead. So, you know, I think it will help you balance a little more. So you might just keep that in mind. Let's go ahead and try to speak to Samantha again. So let's go up. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Michael. I really want to know what you see. Well, I want to know if you see me getting a really good position. Hopefully in time soon. I've been applying to a lot of things, and I've gone on numerous interviews, and I call back, and I follow up, and I send out emails, but I haven't gotten a position as of yet, and I just want to know if you see that happening sooner
I feel like that you should have something opening up for you at the end of the month, this month, or at least, you know, get an interview. So I feel like something's getting ready to open up for you. So just hang in there and just trust Spirit, but, you know, definitely see you working by next month. So.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I really am thankful for that, because it's been a very stressful time. And would you possibly know what industry it would be? And I'm actually applying to many things, and because I don't want to limit myself to one industry in particular.
Yeah. I feel like I keep seeing you dressed up. So I don't know, you know, what that would mean, more maybe an office setting, something like that, because I keep seeing you dressed up. So maybe something like that opening up for you.
Thank you so much. And
no
you,
problem.
Sir, because I've been praying for that.
Yeah. You know, I definitely just keep seeing you really happy and you know, really looking forward to going to work and things like that. So so that would be something for you to look forward to. So.
Thank you so much. And hopefully
no
I can
problem.
Give you a call and update you.
Okay, yeah, anytime. So, all right. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and speak to next caller. Will be Jennifer. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
Do you see me leaving my current job here soon? Or
Yeah, I see a job change for you as you go into April. So definitely see a move and a change.
Okay.
So
is it a good move?
Yeah, it's a good move. It's actually necessary right now for you to do so. You need a fresh start, so definitely see a move for you.
Okay, and so changing jobs right now is not going to hurt anything that's kind of going on? No?
No, I don't feel that. I don't see that. So.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No problem. Appreciate you calling in. You have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Let's go ahead and speak to, I'm not going to try to pronounce your name, so I'd get it wrong. So just bear with me. 252, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Michael. I just want to know, do you see me getting a job soon?
Yeah, you should hear something by the end of the week.
Okay, that quick? All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like something's going to open up for you. I keep picking up like Thursday. So you should hear something on Thursday, or maybe you can get an interview on Thursday. Something to do with Thursday.
Did I already apply for the job, or just keep on putting stuff out?
I would keep putting some stuff out there, but I do feel like you've already applied for this. But also, at the same time, Spirit doesn't want you just to settle, so something else might open up for you, something better. So, I keep picking up something about Thursday of this week ahead. So.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
No problem. You too. All right, let's go ahead and give you the call-in number to the program really quick. We have a little bit of time, but it is 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to the program. Let's go ahead and speak to Rose. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Michael. Hi. May I have a message, please?
Just to keep your head up, don't let your emotions override you at the moment. You're going through an emotional time right now. Like I said, a lot of us are going through it right now. But on a personal level, your spirit guide is telling me that you really need to get some rest. You're getting worn out, and so you're burning candle at both ends. And so what's happening is you're getting burned out, so you just need to take some me time and take some time to yourself. And so, and I feel like if you do so, Spirit will really help you through the week ahead. So you're really going to have to watch Wednesday of this week ahead. I feel like, you know, Wednesday could be a little explosive emotionally for you. So you might want to watch that and just be sure that you ask your angels to help you through the week. So.
Okay, thank you. And I just wanted to say I got knocked off earlier, and I know some other people did too. So
yeah.
I don't know if Bug Top, you know, is having problems or what. But just an FYI.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people called back in. So, yeah, because I was like, We started the show and all of a sudden everybody disappeared, and I was like, what did I say? So.
Yeah, what did I do? All righty, thank you, Michael.
No problem. You have a good day.
Me too.
All right, let's go ahead and speak to 323. You're on air with me. Hi.
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 Hello.
How can I help?
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Can I get a message from Divine Spirit?
Spirit just wants you to know that you're loved. They love you very much. They're also wanted me to tell you that you've grown a lot in the last few months virtually. They're saying something about reading more, about chakras or energy, something like that. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but they keep showing me your hands, and they're showing me like light coming out of your hands. So I don't know if you do Reiki or anything like that. If you know, you would even be interested in learning about Reiki, but I would do something. They keep showing me something to do with your hands.
Okay.
So you want to just remember that. So.
That's a good message. I appreciate that.
No problem. And you just
Thank
take you
so
care
much.
Of yourself. And
yep.
No problem.
You're
I
accurate.
Appreciate you calling
Thank
in.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. We are going to wrap up the show for today. But I want to give you my website address. If you would like to set up full readings with me, you can go to the website. It is www.insightswithmichael. Be sure you get that S in there. Insightswithmichael.net. That's www.insightswithmichael.net. And you can set up full readings with me over there. That website is still being worked on, so just bear with me. I'm having a little problems getting to that site and working on it. So hopefully I can work those issues out and we can get that site up and running. But also, if you would like to make a donation to the program, it does cost money to be on Blog Talk like I am. And so... you know, at the end of the month, we would have to be paying again. So any amount that you can give would be appreciated. So it costs like about $40 a month to be on air. So you might just help if you can, and I appreciate it. So thank you in advance for helping. All right, let's go ahead and get ready to close out. You know, the one thing that I want to tell you, just be sure that you're grounded this week. You know, something that Spirit's been really showing me, you know, midweek could be really rough for a lot of us. So just remember that and just keep that in the back of your mind. So, all right, I appreciate you listening today and bearing with me and all that stuff. So. Thank you very much for being a part of Spiritual Talk Radio. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So I you know, count it an honor and a privilege to be able to help you like I do, and I don't take it lightly. So, all right, peace be with you. You're going to need it in the week ahead. So peace be with you, and remember that you'll get through the week, and we'll talk to you. We'll be on air, as far as I know. Pay attention to the show page, but I'll be on air, as far as I know, next Saturday at 7 p.m. Central. So tell your friends about the show and stuff like that. And Marcus is your favorite, and you'll get reminders of when we are on. Sometimes I'll throw shows up. But I'm trying to be consistent, and so we're on Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central. And then Sundays at 3 p.m. Central. So I'm doing my best to be consistent. So, all right. Peace be with you, and I'll talk to you next week. And so see you then. Love you.
Oh.